The president of Kiribati says he feels disrespected that Australia hasn't properly consulted its Pacific neighbours on the recent AUKUS submarine deal. During his visit to the United States last week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison spoke of the great support that this newly announced pact had received.
We received overwhelming support when it came to Australia moving ahead to establish a nuclear submarine fleet for Australia, to ensure that we could contribute to the peace and stability of the Indo-Pacific. There is great enthusiasm for us going ahead with these projects.
But it's the reception closer to home that isn't so warm. Speaking to the ABC, the president of Kiribati, Tanisi Maumau, raised concerns over Australia's failure to consult with their neighbours in the Indo-Pacific.
It came as a big surprise. And sometimes, as small island states, we thought that we are part of the solution. We are part of the issue because we are members of the Pacific family. We are in the Pacific family. And everything that touches on the Pacific or issues related with the Pacific, we need to be consulted.
There are now calls for closer diplomatic engagement with smaller nations in the Pacific region. Labor spokesman on Pacific matters, Pat Conroy, agrees that defence cooperation between Australia and other nations should have been extended to island nations like Kiribati. Mr. Conroy says there should be closer diplomatic engagement with smaller nations in the Pacific region.
I think it reinforces a view of this Australian government of being arrogant and out of touch, and when it talks about the Pacific family being merely lip service and not genuine. Because for the president of Kiribati not only to not be consulted, but not to get a response when he contacted the Australian government to complain, just shows an intense disrespect for a member of the Pacific family.
A spokesperson for Prime Minister Morrison responded that he and other ministers had engaged with a number of Pacific counterparts on the nuclear submarine pact, and that the Prime Minister had also written to his counterparts, which included Kiribati's president. President Maumau, however, says since the announcement, he's yet to hear from Australia.
No, I haven't got any response yet, but I hope they'll be responding soon.
Mr. Morrison continues to refer to Australia's neighbours in the region as our Pacific family, something that Lowy Institute analyst Jonathan Pryke says is crucial in dealing with countries like Kiribati.
Scott Morrison uses the word family, and family really means something, well, for all of us, but it's really important in the Pacific. And so I think there is a lot of apprehension towards the deal in the region because of the concern that it is leading to further militarisation, greater insecurity, greater risks in the region that Pacific nations really have very little control or influence over.
Jonathan Pryke says further complicating the geopolitical situation is the growing presence of China, which is courting the approval and support of countries in the Pacific as relations with the democratic Taiwan have begun to disintegrate.
In the Pacific has been a battleground of geopolitical contestation between Taiwan and China for a number of decades. There was a dramatic shift in this balance in 2019 with the swapping of diplomatic relations of Kiribati and Solomon Islands, the two largest remaining partners for Taiwan in the region, to recognising China.
It's that switch in diplomatic recognition from Taiwan to the China mainland, which is seen by some as a development which leaves neighbours like Australia increasingly vulnerable. Tina Quinn, SBS News.